This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The mass shooter who killed five people and wounded 17 others at Club Q in Colorado Springs pled guilty to 74 federal charges this afternoon. The plea deal reversed an earlier plea of not guilty. It carries 55 life sentences plus an additional 190 years in prison. The federal counts include 50 hate crime charges for the attack on the LGBTQ nightclub. Today's sentencing is in addition to five consecutive life sentences handed down in a state case last summer. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is suing an industrial hemp company for allegedly selling illegal cannabis products. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The lawsuit alleges G Distributors and its owner sold products with THC levels 35 times higher than allowed by law for industrial hemp. The Greeley-based company mostly operated online and sold edible and smokable cannabis products to people in Colorado and across the U.S. The investigation also found G Distributors failed to verify its customers' ages and made false claims about health benefits. The lawsuit marks the first industrial hemp enforcement action from Colorado's AG. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Two people are dead after another small plane crashed in Colorado yesterday. The Steamboat Springs Fire Department says the Cessna 421 crashed into the West Acres Mobile Home Park and left two trailers engulfed in flames. Officials say all of the trailer park's residents are accounted for, but the plane's pilot and passenger died. This is the sixth small plane to crash in Colorado this month, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. This is CPR News at 7:06.